This is Diane Hillary with the Atlanta Center for Self-Compassion. And this is a guided meditation for working with difficult emotions. You can use this when you're in the midst of an emotion that's feeling intense or overwhelming, and you want to try working with it with self-compassion. Please find a comfortable position, sitting or laying down, whatever would feel comfortable and safe for you. Closing your eyes if that feels right, or just adopting a soft gaze, and taking 3 relaxing breaths. If you need to pause the meditation to find a more comfortable position, feel free to do that. Really take care of yourself during this meditation. If you like, placing a hand over your heart or another soothing place for a few moments, just to remind yourself that you're here in the room and that you too are worthy of kindness. If at any point you find your emotion feeling too intense, feel free to pause, turn the meditation off, and do something to distract if that's what you need. As you sit with this painful emotion, see if you can find a name for it. You might notice that several emotions are swirling in there. Or you might notice that you're not sure what emotion you're feeling. If you can, see if you can find a label. Anger, sadness, confusion, despair, loneliness. And once you find an emotion and are able to name it, see if you can label it with a gentle and validating tone of voice, the same way that you would for a friend. You might say, "Oh, a wave of sadness is washing over me. It really hurts." Or, "This is anger. It's feeling really overwhelming." Just naming and validating, labeling that emotion, to help yourself get a little bit unstuck, hopefully have a little bit of space between you and the intensity of the emotion. And now expanding your awareness to your body as a whole, and seeing if you can find where in your body you're feeling this emotion. Where are the physical sensations, the physical component of this emotion? Perhaps scanning your body, starting at the top of your head, all the way down to your toes, and just feel what's feelable in your body right now. you can, try choosing a single location in your body where the feeling is expressing itself most strongly. Perhaps it's a point of muscle tension in your neck, a painful feeling in your stomach, or an ache in your heart. And in your mind, just gently inclining toward that location. See if you can experience the sensation directly, as if from the inside. Or if that doesn't feel right, just feel the general sense of discomfort. And now begin softening into that location in your body. Letting the muscles soften. Letting them relax, as if you're sinking into warm water. Softening, softening, softening. Not trying to change the feeling, just holding it in a tender way. If the emotion is very energetic, like anger, you may want to just let the emotion flow more freely rather than softening. And now mentally, see if you can allow this discomfort to be there. Letting go of the need to make it go away or to experience relief from it. Making some room for this painful emotion just in these few moments. Not letting it flood you, not giving it permission to take over. Just giving a little bit of space to feel it. Be with it. Hold it tenderly. Allowing yourself to be just as you are. Just like this. If only for this moment. And now soothing yourself because of this difficult situation or feeling. Imagining how you might want a friend or loved one to feel comforted and soothed in a moment of suffering. If you wish, placing a hand over the part of your body that feels uncomfortable, and just feeling the gentle warmth and touch of your hand. Imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand into your body. maybe even thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child. Soothing, soothing, soothing. And are there some comforting words that you might need to hear? If you had a friend who was struggling in this way, what would you say to your friend? I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. I can understand why it hurts so much. I care deeply about you. Seeing what you can offer yourself, what words might be just right in this moment. Softening, allowing, and soothing. If it feels right, perhaps going back through the three steps or focusing in on the one that felt the most comforting or helpful. You may notice the feeling starts to shift or even change location. It's normal, that's okay. Just stay with it if it feels right. Softening, allowing, and soothing. Taking as much time as you need to be with this emotion, to soften your body, allow it to take up some space, and offer yourself some soothing. This is a practice that takes courage and vulnerability, and I appreciate you practicing with me today.